AP News for Friday, April 4th. I'm Ben Thomas. Wall Street's worst crisis since COVID ratcheted higher Friday. Seth Sutel has numbers.
The S&P 500 plunged 6% Friday, bringing its loss for the week to just over 9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 2,231 points. It's about 5.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 5.8%. The losses came after China retaliated against President Donald Trump's big raise in tariffs.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
It is now becoming clear that tariff increases will be significantly larger than expected. And the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth. The size and duration of these effects remains uncertain.
President Trump abruptly fired the head of the National Security Agency Friday.
Officials and lawmakers say the president let go of Air Force General Tim Hawk, who also ran U.S. Cyber Command. Neither the White House nor the Pentagon gave any reason. It's the president's latest dismissal of national security officials, from the Joint Chiefs chairman on down. This comes after far-right activist Laura Loomer appeared to take credit for the firing, saying on social media she questioned Hawk's loyalty to the president. On Air Force One, the president says security firings are normal.
People that we don't like, or people that we don't think can do the job, or people that may have loyalties to somebody else.
The Senate Armed Services Panel's top Democrat says the president's given China, Russia, and other adversaries a priceless gift, purging national security competence. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. already has twice as many measles cases this year than in all of 2024. Active outbreaks in Texas, New Mexico, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And on the ice in Washington Friday night, Alex Ovechkin scored twice to tie Wayne Gretzky's NHL record of 894 goals. Gretzky there to see it. This is AP News. Church this weekend?
Under century-old vaulted ceilings and stained glass in the northern England town of Shipley, a professional wrestler dives from the ring toward the pews as the crowd cheers. This is Wrestling Church, which brings blood, sweat, and tears to the parish at St. Peter's.
When I became a Christian and I started seeing the wrestling world through a Christian lens, I started seeing David and Goliath. I started seeing Cain and Abel.
It's the creation of Gareth Thompson, who says he was saved by pro wrestling and Jesus.
And I'm like, we could tell those stories.
How raucous is it going to get? How aggressive is it going to get?
Pastor Natasha Thomas says she didn't have a clear idea what she was letting into the church when she agreed to the program.
People have been coming to want to know more about God. They're coming for prayer.
Church attendance in the United Kingdom has been declining for decades. The promoters of Wrestling Church say they're sending those statistics to the ropes. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.